St. John 6:63, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Welcome to the Words of Life Ministries radio broadcast presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. Our pastor is Elder Bobby Wright, and we are located at 690 New Street in Beaufort, Georgia. You can reach us at 770-932-2457 or visit our website at www.bttbhc.org. Now hear a word from the Lord.
So much going on in the world today. Saints of God, listen, listen, listen. Where there is a right, there's a wrong. Where there's a left, there's a right. Where there's a up, there is a down. Where there's a black, there's a white. I'm not going to say there's a gray area, because there's no gray areas in holiness. You're either going to be saved or unsaved. So, well, if there's a where there's a right and where there's a wrong, the word of God in 2 Peter 2:1, Peter knew this and he understood this. He said, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. Bold statement, Peter, you just made. How dare you stand up in Cappadocia and tell the people, but there are false prophets among the people? Because all of us say that we are men of God. Got my back with collars on. I've been to seminary. Got the name of Reverend in front of me. Got the name of Bishop in front of me. And because you're a member of the Holiness Church, don't mean that you're a sanctified bishop. See, I ain't got to be a bishop. I ain't got to be an apostle. I know my calling. And God gave me permission to preach against all of you. But there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresy. The damnable heresy is what I believe. Preachers are preaching what they believe and not what the Bible says. You know what they say? Well, I believe this. I believe you can see in just a little bit. There again, you liar, you. If the word of God say no, that means no, you can't do it. 2 Corinthians 11:14.
2 Corinthians 11:14. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Don't be surprised. When we look up, Paul is telling the church, don't be surprised. Look around you and see what happened. Don't be surprised. For Satan, the devil himself, what did he do? He transformed himself into an angel of light. Transformers are not new. Verse 12, back up in
2 Corinthians 11:12.
And 10.
Yes, sir. And when I present with you.
Verse 7.
Yes, sir. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself?
That Paul, verse 6.
But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things.
Paul said, but though my speech is kind of rude, you might not like Pastor Wright. People upset because of what Jasper William, Reverend Jasper William, preached at Aretha Franklin. Well, preacher, you ain't going to preach it. Somebody need to get it out there. So Paul say, for, you know, I suppose, you know, I was not, you know, a whit behind the very chief apostle. He said, but though I be rude in speech, even though I speak seven languages fluently, Paul say, yet not in knowledge. He said, I'm well aware of what's in here. Saints, I'm well aware of what's in here. Read.
Have I committed an offense in abasing myself?
After the semicolon. But we have been thoroughly made manifest, among you in all things. Paul said, my life has been put out there. I'm well known among you. Verse 7.
Have I committed an offense in abasing myself that ye might be exalted?
Have I committed a crime in abasing myself that you might be exalted? Because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely. Because you know what I say I'll do? I'll take over your church and I'll pastor it for no money. Money ain't going to be an issue. How many preachers will lead a pulpit now if you tell them for the next 12 months, I want you to pastor the church, I ain't give you no money? Get a job. Get a job. Get a real job. Go out and be a tent maker. Change some flat tires on some car. So Paul say, I preach the gospel to you freely. Verse 8.
I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service.
So in other words, I robbed other churches so I could preach to you so I wouldn't be a burden to you. How many preachers are willing to give up their salary? I get a salary. They pay me $150,000 a year. That's my base salary. Not counting my vacation money. Not counting my laundry allowance. Not counting my car allowance. Not counting my housing allowance. And some preachers ain't going home and start preaching on Sunday, whatever day they pay they is, until you get them money. A thief. God said, Jesus told him to go out into the vineyard and work in whatever's right, and that he said, that I'll pay. Preachers don't quote these scriptures because they don't want you to know that they're in the Bible. So Paul said, I robbed other churches and taking wages of them to do you service. Read, please.
And when I was present with you and wanted.
And now when I'm present with you and I wanted, I need it. Read.
I was chargeable to no man.
I didn't come asking for it.
For that which was lacking to me, the brethren, which came from Macedonia, supplied.
Because that what I needed, I had brothers with me. They knew what I needed, and they supplied all my need.
And in all things, I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you.
I didn't take from the old folks.
And so will I keep
myself. I didn't make myself a burden to you, because you understand this day and time, we got single parents in the church. For whatever reason, they are not responsible. They living on one income. But old Reb and old Bishop and old Apostle, with their cheap self, they'll take for you from you and they'll tell you, trust God. No, you trust God. You live by faith. You show me how to live by faith. I didn't bargain for this when I decided to be a preacher. Read.
As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions.
Paul said, I'm going to be truthful, but you know what they start saying? Paul, you're talking too much. You're going to make it hard for us to make a living. Okay, because you're saying now that we need to work. We need to work for nothing. We don't need to burden the people. We need to make the gospel free. We need to stop writing books. We need to stop making CDs and DVDs. We need to stop singing with the hip-hoppers and everybody else. We just need to preach the gospel and get a job. Read.
Wherefore, because I love you not, God knoweth.
Paul say, is this a reason because I love you not? He answered the question. Then he answered. He said, God knoweth. Saints, people listening by the way of radio, YouTube, if you are saved, find you a secret closet, and that's a place that you can pray and say, God, show me my pastor heart. And I tell you now, your church are emptied out. That Negro might start cursing. And when I say Negro, he might be white Negro, black Negro, might be Albert. From the time I was a child, I called everybody Negro, so I don't get in I don't have a problem. Because these Negroes ain't going to preach to you for nothing. And then the little small preachers think they supposed to get what the big preachers get. They ain't going to come and cut the grass. They ain't going to wash the commode. They ain't going to vacuum the floor. They'll have the ladies out cutting the grass, pushing the lawnmower, and they won't do it. And they'll be at home watching the stories. And I know a preacher used to lay at home and watch the stories. Call no name, bear no blame. Read, please.
But what I do, that I will do.
But what I do.
That I will do.
That I will do.
That I may cut off occasion from them which desire.
That I may cut off the occasion or the reason for them which.
Desire occasion.
Which desire occasion. That they may charge you for preaching the gospel. So Paul say, since I'm chief and I'm in charge, I ain't going to do it. So nobody can come behind me and say, Paul did it, so we going to do it. Huh? That have been broken down to you like that before? No, they ain't going to tell you that. They going to skip over this here. Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Well, he ought to be your rock to take care of you too. Verse 13, let's talk about your preacher.
For such are false apostles.
For such are, they don't want to be called false. That means false is something that's not real. For such are false preachers. For such are false pastors. Read.
Deceitful workers.
Deceitful. That means they'll trick you. They'll have you believe in something that's not true. Read.
Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ.
Wait a minute. That means that they have transformed them like bewitch. We got a lot of preachers sitting in churches that are leading churches and people sitting under them think they're saved. No, man, you ain't saved. You got the ring in your ear. Your pastor got the ring in his ear. You got a ponytail. Your pastor got a ponytail. Your wife got on a miniskirt. Her dress is too short. She don't wear slips. She don't wear stockings. And she's just naked and her boobs are out. That's what you find in churches with false apostles, deceitful workers, have transformed themselves into the apostles of Christ. That's what we get. Read, please.
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Don't be surprised. It's happening. Satan is transformed like he's an angel of light. Remember God say, Satan, you're the god of this world. Look around what the god of this world has done to our churches. Faggot on the piano, faggot on the organ, lesbian leading the choir, pastor wife is the pastor. The deacon wife is the pastor, and he's the first man. And you don't study your Bible. And then you get mad when you hear the truth because you ain't set under nobody. You won't set under nobody that knows the gospel. Job 6:26, while I'm thinking about this. And this is what you want to do. Job got you covered. Read it, please.
Job chapter 6:26.
Yes.
Do ye imagine to reprove words and the speeches of one that is desperate, which are as wind? Yea, ye overwhelm the fatherless and ye dig a pit for your friend. Now therefore be content. Look upon me, for it is evident unto you if I lie.
How forcible, Job 6:25. I know it's there. Thank you, Lord.
How forcible are right words.
Read verse 24.
Teach me.
How many people ask God to teach them? Read.
And I will hold my tongue.
And I'll hold this thing as a deadly fire. Read.
And cause me to understand wherein I have erred.
Most people don't want to know where they err. Don't tell me what God's word says. Read, please.
How forcible are right words.
When you got the right word, you can force it on them. Read.
But what doth your arguing reprove?
You can't prove nothing by arguing with folks. Let them go. But teach me and I will hold my tongue. Right words are forceful, but they are right. Do you imagine to reprove words and the speeches of one that is desperate, which are as the wind, it ain't no good. Back to 2 Corinthians, read please.
Verse 15. Yes. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness.
It ain't no big thing that a lot of our pulpits are filled with false prophets. Oh, the majority of the churches in America got false prophets in them. Amen. That's when they look at a small Pentecostal church like we have, the first thing people want to know is, how many members do you have? I have the one that God sent me.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
I have the one that God sent me. We are the chosen few. You got a chosen few here, a chosen few over there. We never said we were the only one. But you want to go in that church where two or 3,000 people, where your pastor don't know you and you don't know him, where you don't know where he live and he definitely don't care where you live. Where the pastor got a sick committee that when people get sick, he sends somebody else. He don't go because he's too busy. And you paying him all that money and he won't even come out and see you. Oh, he got to go home and get his rest. So he going to send the drunken deacon to pray for you with the earrings on, with his half pint in his pocket, with his curls in his hair, with his miniskirt wife. That's who coming to the hospital to see you? Yes, the hospital to see you. To the nursing home? And you supposed to be a man of God? And you defend evil more than you defend righteousness? Read, please.
Whose end shall be according to their works.
Read that again.
Whose end shall be according to their works.
Now, if your end is going to be according to your work, it let me know that you are not going to make heaven. Read.
I say again, let no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little.
Look, don't think I'm a fool. Don't receive me as one. I'm going to boast about myself. I know I'm a man of God. That's reading they didn't like Paul. They didn't like what he was saying, what he was doing. Ephesians 4:14. The commentary you hear today is from God. Read, please.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro.
Verse 11.
And he gave some apostles.
And he gave some apostles.
And some prophets.
And some prophets.
And some evangelists.
And some evangelists.
And some pastors.
And some pastors.
And teachers.
Uh-huh.
For the perfecting of the saints.
So that men could be rich.
For the perfecting of the
saints. So that men could have an airplane.
For the perfecting of the saints.
You as a man of God ought to want to see the Son of Man come in and be perfected in the Word of God. For the perfecting of the saints.
For the work of the ministry.
Not for the perfecting of the sinner, but for the saints. For the work of the ministry.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
The body of Christ should be edified. When you see the saints in California should look like the saints in Georgia. Amen. Lady came in from California, told me, said, well, we can wear pants in California, well, I guess a part of heaven you be in, they can wear pants, because they're going to be knowing in the heaven that we going to. I stand on that. There won't be no miniskirts up there, women. When you raise your hand, that you can look through here and to the other side, and all the men see all the tattoo that you got before you got saved, you won't make heaven. And then some of y'all got tattoos after y'all got saved, and then you turn around, and right over the split in your behind, you got a tramp stamp. Yeah, you got a tramp stamp, and then you got your ankle, and you pull it up, and you got tattoos all up through here. That's body abuse. And God told you not to make tattoos and cut it in the flesh, not for the dead and for other things neither. Well, they're talking about wearing two types of cloth on one thing. Keep on mixing up the scripture, backslidden false preachers. That's what we're talking about today. Those of you that the word of God said, find the scripture where they wrestle, W-R-E-S-T-L-E, where they wrestle the scripture away from you. Read, please.
Ephesians 4 and 12. For the perfecting of the saints.
Yes.
For the work of the ministry.
Yes.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Yes.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Till we all come together in one unity of faith.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
And of the knowledge of, you need to know who Jesus is. Read.
Unto a perfect man.
Unto a complete man.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Until the fullness of Christ. See, when you come into the fullness of Christ, and the man said, we have to sin a little bit. No, you don't have to sin a little bit. You just want more. Give me more. Give me more, Jesus. Read, please.
That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro.
Y'all been tossed back and forth, just like you've been on the sea, or you've been in an airplane, you've been up there, and the pilot tell you to keep your seatbelt on. We in some rough weather, and you just tossed to and fro, and some of y'all get scared. Y'all being tossed to and fro now, and gonna get thrown into hell, and you ain't even afraid.
And carried about with every wind of doctrine.
Every doctrine come along. The faith movement come along. You jumped on that boat. The Word of Life movement came on. The Word of Life movement told you things were going better because you sitting in the den, but you're going to get better because now I can see you being moving out of the den into the living room. And then they done played that number thing on you. Sent a love offering for $7.37 because Psalm 37 and 7 says this, and God going to bless you. You liar, you. Taking God's number to be a number, His Word to be a number runner. And 1 is the perfect number, and 7 is the perfect number. Then the preacher from Gainesville, Georgia, he wrote a whole book talking about the Daniel diet. When was Daniel on a diet? When he was eating lettuce and tomatoes and beans and everything. He wasn't on no diet. He abstained from the king's food and ate this because that food was offered to idols. And now Jensen got y'all buying his book. Yeah, I call his name because it ain't in the Bible.
By the sleight of men.
Carried to and fro. You know what the sleight of men is? Houdini. Now you see it, now you don't. How many I have? 3, no 2, no 1. What's under the shell? By the sleight of men's hand. Come on, tell me now. Tell me what's under the top. Give you $50. That's when y'all had these games in your church. This here, and this here, and this here. What's under the shell? Penny for your thought. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, you missed. The sleight of men's hand. That's what they're doing to you.
And cunning. Craftiness.
And cunning. Craftiness. You still there. That's what the preacher called y'all. Y'all mess up. Slide of me in hand. That's what they do to y'all. Oh, you miss. Oh, you miss. Oh, there it is. Da-da. You ought to be tired of the preacher playing games with you. Then they told you that the church needs something in the building committee, and then they go outside and they got you barbecuing on the church ground, and then they went as far as they got you selling donuts out on the main thoroughfare. Mm-hmm. Come on, people. Read, please. I got to finish.
And cunning craftiness,
yes.
Whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Well, they lie in wait. They land waiting on you. Just like the cowboy. They're going to dry gulch you. You know what dry gulch is? Huh? Bushwhack. Dry gulch, you're going to drive by, and they wait. The preacher say, let them drive by. Let them get in church real good. Then you call them out. Yea, the Lord say, God say he want to bless you, brother. But God say, in order to bless you, I want you to give a, sacrificial offering. Why in the Word of God did the apostle ask people to give a sacrificial offering to be blessed? We just done been carried back into deep jungle stuff. Oh, I can hear. Come on down while it's hot, it's real hot. Give me a $100 line, a $50 line, a $25 line. God got a prophecy for you, $1,000, and God will prophesy that he'll save all your children. And you running down here to that old liar. Then I've been to the mountaintop. Negro scared to take the incline of Stone Mountain. They don't want to fly. I fly away, oh glory, I fly away. You ain't going to fly because I ain't going to buy him no ticket. You can't go on vacation, but he can go on vacation. Let me finish. Matthew 7:21. Matthew 7:15-16.
Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall
Jesus speaking to those that's following him. Let me turn and look at it. Matthew 7:21. Get your Bible, preachers that done been in seminary and sat under that old false preacher that can't tell you the truth, won't tell you the truth. Preachers, folks say God called them to preach, and they won't even get on a man of God. Read again.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
But he that doeth the will of my Father.
Okay, now, not everyone. The homosexual, the lesbian, the cigar sucker, the thief. People say, oh, I want to do God's will. But not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but who?
But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
I need to ask you an honest question. Be honest with me. A man that say he's a Christian and shacking up, is he doing the Lord's will? Yes, a woman that say that she's a Christian and shacking up, is she doing the Lord's will? A woman that say she's a Christian and dressing with too tight stuff that you can see all her playtex and all her ballet, you're not doing the will of God. And then when you sit down, you steady pulling. I heard my daughter say today, the lady was coming out the restaurant and she was pulling. Megan said, she ain't got no more cloth to pull. Then when you move and jump and you bouncing and you got just a little rump rose back here and your clothes jumping and I can see your pink underwear because you ain't got no slip. A disgrace. See, we don't talk about, see, they call us the clothesline church. Oh, but wait a minute. When I hear the word of God said, there appeared a man that came to the wedding feast and he had on the wrong garments. So I guess they were concerned about how you dress coming to the feast. And they say, cast him out.
You have been listening to the Words of Life Radio Ministry, presented by Back to the Bible Holiness Church. You are welcome to follow us on YouTube for more sermons. You can reach Elder Wright at 404-518-1532 or email him at godsman82@yahoo.com. And may the Lord God bless you real good.
When I get there by and by, when I see my master's face, I'll thank him for his care. No more burdens there to bear, no more
sorrow will I share. When I reach the other side, I'll be so happy there.
97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North.